So we're starting in the new sugya, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph in Vodazar. Going back to the Mishnah about Kol Sheba Noso Benosin Tam. Okay. So that's the idea of Nosin Tam of Gam is Mutter. So let's take the starting one. Okay, so we're gonna just go through some of the facts in the Gemara, but then we're gonna come back to the Ran to understand the underlying idea of Nosin Tam of Gam before we go through each case in depth. But you got to get a little bit of a familiarity with the area. So the first case is what? So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that what do we mean when we say Nosin Tam of Gam is mutter? What do we mean? We mean grisin. We mean chometz that fell into grisin roschen. Because the Mishnah says, kigon chometz shenofal al gabe grisin. So he says it doesn't mean any type of any case of chometz shenofal al gabe grisin. It means specifically that it was grisin roschen. Yeah. So what does Rashi say? Hochi also knows some time of Gam is mutter. Go ahead. And he gives you some background information. So chometz is pogame. It means it detracts from greasin that are hot, but it improves greasin that are cold. Yeah. Now we're going to get back into what are the relevant facts of greasin. But what are greasin? Grits, some sort of grits, some sort of cracked grain. Okay, go ahead. So what if you did? So that's really pogum. That's clearly pogum. But if you did what? But if it fell into greasin sonanin, which is good, right? Greasin sonanin is good. And then you cook them. Here's sichan ala or, after the chometz fell in. Right. So in other words, it fell in when it was cold, and that's good. Then you heated them up, and now it's bad. Okay. So therefore, what? So he says, no, that's no good. That's still awesome. Why? Because it's kemi shehishbiach. Ulebesof pogam. What does that mean? But right now it is pogam, right? It is still pogam. So it's like a kanas or something? I mean, doesn't explain why. No? Alright, we'll have to come back to this. Go ahead. Okay, so the Maisa, so that's also what Rabin said, named Rabbi Rachana, named Rabbi Yochanan, right? And also what? Rav Dimi said the same thing? Or Rav Dimi said the other thing? Rav Dimi seems to have told the other story, right? That in Sipuri, they would do this in Erev Shabbos. What would they do? They would take chometz and put it into grease and sonein. No. They would take chometz and put it into grease and sonein, and it would be mashpiach. So what does it mean? What is he talking about? What is the story? What's Rav Dimi coming? What's the story with Sipuri? And they would call it. What do they call it? What does that mean? He's showing that when it's cold, it's mashbiach. But even though the Mishnah says chometz into greasin is a nosin tam lefgam, but you see, that's not when it's cold greasin. That's only when it's hot greasin. Because in Sipuri, they would do it as a tasty dish. They would add chometz on purpose to improve the dish. So you see, you can't be When the Mishnah is talking about chametz into greisin, it means only into hot greisin, not into cold greisin. Okay, very good.
Shichlayim.
Press
or pepper wort.
Okay, go ahead. So again, we're just covering a little ground to get some of the basic information. Go ahead. So what do we see first? We see there's a problem. We see one problem is that what? Is that when we say nosin tam lufgam is mutter, it seems from here, it means when it's lufgam initially. But if it starts out good and ties the tafshil, and then it becomes bad later, that's not nosin tam lufgam. At least according to this, right? That's not nosin tam lufgam.
Is neutral ever discussed?
Yeah. Is neutral discussed? We say neutral is also.
Is that
right? Okay. So again, we're just gonna try to do some of the bikkias first. So maybe you think it's a bad idea, but I think it's good. Get some of the bikkias first, and then we'll get to the Ron for this far. So what's this? This is the major, because this really has to do with the major idea of the major case of nosin tam lufgam. What do we mean by nosin tam lufgam? This is defining. Because the first case was saying lufgam means from the beginning, right? That's giving you from when. But this is telling you what lifgam actually means. What's the state of lifgam mean? Okay, what does it mean that it's pogame? Okay, so there's two ways of understanding. One is that what? One is the chomer side. That it means to say, if you had, it can't be that the pagam, and this is like you were saying, Chaim, on the other issue, but I think you jumped the gun on that. It doesn't mean that it has to be that what? That the pagam is only because of the Isser. Okay, so what does it mean the pagam is only because of the Isser? So that means to say that if it's also pogum because there's not enough salt, or it's too salty, and if you were to have neutralize that other pagam, then the isser wouldn't be lifgam, then it's not nosin tam lufgam. Right? In other words, it has to be the only factor. That's the first sheet of Reish Lakish. Correct? And what does Rashi say? Lo sheyomru. Go ahead.
Wait.
Losses?
Oh.
It's funny. Oh, I'm sorry? This Gemara doesn't have the correction. Isn't there a correction of Litlos? It's funny, this one doesn't have it. From the Rashash. Makes sense. So it's not that you can be tola the pagam from something else, right? What does it mean, loses pagam patasho? The pagam is already in there. It can't be that you're tola, that you can attribute the pagam to something else, like not enough salt or too much salt, right? Dim nifgam machmas dover acher ein tolen the pagam be'isser. The usher. Very funny with Lashon though. If the pagam is from something else, right, we're not tola it on the isser. And it'll remain usher. So that's not nosin tam lufgam. Ella e zehu tam lufgam shemutter. So now we have a phenomenal thing according to Reish Lakish. That the isser can be in your pot. Now what does he mean? What does he mean that there's too much salt and not enough salt? What does that mean? What does that mean with regards to the Isser? It means the Isser is also lifgam. The Isser is also giving a tam lifgam. When there's too much salt, or when there's not enough salt, then the Isser actually did do extra pagam. Right? He's not talking about a totally extraneous pagam here. Correct? The Isser did pagam, but with the salt. Because the salt is too low, the Isser tastes bad too. If you had a little more salt, everything would be great, right? And I'll prove that to you from the end. But, so that means to say that even though, that means to say, according to the first side, there's two kinds of nosin tam lufgams, right? There's a nosin tam lufgam that's usher, and there's a nosin tam lufgam that's mutter. It's usher when it's in conjunction with another cause of pagam, and it's mutter when it's the only source of pagam. And that's why Rashi says, Ela eizehu tam lufgam she mutter. That's why Rashi says, but what is the tam lufgam that is mutter? Meaning this is lufgam, but it's not the lufgam that's mutter. What's the lufgam that's mutter? Kol she'ein chasera shum tikkun. The food doesn't need any other tikkun. Ve'ena ne'echelas meizeh. There's nothing more you could do to this food to make it edible. There's nothing more you can do to remove the pagam. Right? Ve'isur zeh is pogim taimo. Ve'ena ne'echelas lav da. Oh, here's the key, Rashi. This is why we wanted at least to do this case. Ve'ena ne'echeles lav dafka. What does it mean it's not ne'echeles? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara uses the lashon of not ne'echeles. Right. Elakol she'ein chaser klum. There's nothing that's wrong with the food. All the ingredients, all the proper measurements are all the ingredients are in there in their proper measure. But nonetheless, it's not ne'echeles because of the iser. That's no sin tam lufgam. So Rashi cautions you here. He says, what does it mean it's not ne'echeles? It doesn't mean it's not ne'echeles. What does it mean? It just means it makes it worse. Right? Eina ne'echeles lav dafka tekevan de pegimosa porta kori lo eina ne'echeles. So it's very important. Eina ne'echeles, this is very important. Eina ne'echeles does not mean that the food is not edible. It just means it's a little bit worse. It's a little bit worse. It means it's not like ne'echeles means to say, not that it's not literally ne'echeles, but it's not something that is pristinely, you know, it's not a perfect form of achila anymore. It's not something that you would choose to eat. If you had options. Okay. So that's the chumra side. Go ahead, what's the other side? Pogma. So the other side is the cooler side. In other words, ain tolin ha-pegam b'dover acher lo mechaserihi melach ve'ilu ha-yisa ketikuna lo ha-yaze ha-iser pogma. We don't try to make excuses for the iser. We don't say, it's really the salt's fault. Right? And if there was more salt, it would cover up the pagam. The pagam would be removed. No, that's it. We do Bashir Husham. Ko kevan de tama iser pogma achshav kemo shehi havi pagam mutter. Okay, it's a philosophical question. Can you redeem? So it's a question of do we? I mean, we have to define it. We're not really ready to define the question, but you see from here. That what? First of all, the major piece of information is Rashi, that lufgam doesn't mean inedible. Lufgam doesn't mean inedible. I mean, if it really wasn't edible, then I would venture to say even in the first shita it would have been mutter. And that's why Rashi's coming to tell you. I mean, if something is really inedible, then you don't say, well, because it's only inedible from the salt, it's usher. Inedible is not usher, right? So it means this whole thing is not really talking about inedible. It means to say it's pogam ktsas. It's downgraded from grade A to grade B, right? And the machlokas in the Ikad Amri, the question in the Ikad Amri is, does it have to be pogum now only because of the iser, or just the fact that it's pogum now. All right, we'll have to revisit this machlokas. But let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran explains what is the source of this heter at all. Where do we get the heter at all from Nosen Tam of Gam? And why is it, even if it's just a little bit worse? Okay, go ahead. So let's pick it up. Let's take the Ran on the bottom of Lama Beis. Okay, so if you want to look, you also look at the Ramban. The Ramban also takes up this same basic approach as the Ran. A little different, but so they like Rashi. They say, I'll give you a riot of Rashi. Why? Because what is one of the major cases of Nosing Tam of Gam that we know of? One of the main cases is the Keder Bas Yuma. If you have a treif pot that was used for Isser, so if you used it the same day that the Isser was cooked in it, then it would asr your food. Your food would be asr because the tam of the Isser would go into your food. But if you leave it overnight, or if you leave it till the next for 24 hours, and then you cook your food in it, then we say the food is mutter. Why? Because it's a nosein tam lifgam. The Isser in the Kedera is a nosein tam lifgam into the heter. But what does it mean it's a nosein tam lifgam into the heter? It doesn't mean that you can't eat the food. It doesn't mean the food is inedible. So it just means at worst, it gives it a little bit of a bad flavor. So you see that no sin tam of gum doesn't mean that the food is inedible. What do you say about that, Raya? I'll tell you what bothers me about the Raya. And maybe it's because of something later that comes up later, but yeah, Mike? No, it would be mutter too over there. No, how do you know how pogum the tam in the kedera is? No. But how do you know how bad that tam is? In other words, maybe it's only not messing up your whole tavshil because there's so little, right? But the tam itself is really not edible.
Oh, it's not about its effect on the tavshil, it's about its effect on the pot.
No.
Oh.
Huh?
Aren't we just concerned with the tavshil though? Because how the tam it is in the pot.
I will come back to it. But his raya is from the linguistics, from the semantics of the Gemara. The Gemara calls these two things the same. It says it's mutter, why? Because the isser is a nosing tam lefgam, into the heter. That's why it's mutter when you cook in an ena ben yoma, an ena bas yoma. And we know empirically, we just know that means that the food cooked in a one-day-old pot is not inedible. So you see the definition of the term, nosing tam lefgam, does not mean rendering something inedible. Right? Okay, good raya. Go ahead.
So kedera bas yoma nami amrinan e efshar delo pugma porta.
Okay, that's a little bit of a complicated thing. That's later on machlokas. Some even say that the kedera that's even in the same day is a little bit pugum. Okay. So all you need is a little bit of a pogum, because that one day pogum can't really be that bad. So you see, pogum means just a little bit. That's all pogum means. Go ahead.
The riot that road, mishemen with divine echalim.
Okay. And then all the other cases of actual foods that are bought and sold, that are called nosen tam lefgam, but they're regularly eaten. So it can't mean it's a nifsal me'achilas adam. It wouldn't be a marker for these things. Go ahead.
Alma called the kaport the gam shari. V'afagav the nosen tam of gam and nevela.
So we've established that nosen tam of gam over here is mutter even when it's nosen tam of gam a little bit. It doesn't have to make the food inedible. But here's the problem. The problem is, where do we know nosen tam of gam from? Where do we get this from? Where do we derive the fact that Isser, when it's pogim your food, is mutter? Where do we get it from?
Well,
from Nevela. Okay? Because the Torah says, by Nevela, it says, Lagershir b'sharecha tidnena ve'ochela. You should give it to the ger toshav. So the darshan, what are they darshan from that pasuk? What's the drasha? Now, kol she'ruil ger shmo nevela. Kol she'ein ruil ger ein shmo nevela. Okay, and it just means roi l'adam. It's just because the pasuk says, give it to the ger shibishrecha. So what do we derive from there? We derive that when is a nevela mutter, when is a nevela aser to eat? As long as it has the shame achilas adam. As long as it's roi l'achilas adam. And if it's nifsal me'achilas adam, then the nevela is no longer as an iser nevela. The shame nevela is removed after it has become nifsal me'achilas adam. So that's the source. That's what the Gemara says later on. That's the very source for nosin tam lufkam being mutter. From the drasha by a nevela, that nevela has to be a royal achilas adam. Okay, so that becomes a little bit of a difficulty, because so he's trying to explain this problem. What's the problem? If we derive the heter of nosin tam lefgam from nevela, and by nevela it's only mutter when it's not royal achilas adam, how come by nesinas tam it's mutter even if it's royal achilas adam? How does the, and all it has to do is become a little bit worse. How does the limud from nos from nevela have a different standard of pogum than the drasha itself? How does what we're learning from the drasha have a different standard than the drasha itself? Right, the drasha itself only teaches you. No, start from the Torah. The drasha from the Torah only teaches you one thing. It would seem. It only teaches you one thing. It says, when is this no longer nevela? When it's nifsal me'achilas adam. Right? That's pogum. And now we're going to derive from that, that by tam, there's all. We're going to derive by that any time an iser is a nosing tam of gam into heter, it's also mutter. But how is it that we step it down so dramatically? The primary case is only telling you heter when it's not royal achila. But the case where we're applying is even when it's royal achila, just pogum kitzas. So what does pogum mean? Does pogum mean not royal achila, or does it mean kitzas? If it means not royal achila, like nevela, so the food, so by nos and talif gam, it should also make it not royal achila. And if it just means pogum kitzas, then how come by nevela it has to go all the way down to not being royal achila? Why can't you say when the nevela is no longer perfect, now it's mutter? Basically, they should be the same. They're coming from the same source, they should be the same. So he says you have to be mechalek between the iser atzma, right, and the iser as a no sein tam, right? When it's by the case of nevela, that's the iser atzma. That's shenecheles bifnei atzma. So when it's necheles bifnei atzma, it has to be nifsa me'achilas. Now he switches it, see? Nifka me'achilas gear. Notice that? In his question, he said, nifsa me'achilas adam. Right, now he switched it to nifkam me'achilas gear. So in other words, over here, by the nevela atzma, when it's pogum to the degree that it's no longer an ochel, that's when it's mutter. Because you're engaging it as an ochel, right? But over here, how are you eating it? As a nosing tam? So therefore, you're saying it's the same thing. Therefore, over here, it just has to be pogum from being a no sein tam. Right? It has to be nifka me'nesinas tam. So in other words, he's saying that what are they really deriving? They're deriving that from nevela, they're deriving that there's a heter achila, there's a heter, the iser is gone, when it's pogum when it's pogum with regard to its type of achila. Right? When you're eating it alone, so it has to be pogum from achila. But when you're eating it as a nosein tam, it has to be pogum as a nosein tam. But he's still a little bothered by this. A dayan sarach liyashev hechi gamrino aminavela. So what's the second question? What did he do in the first question? And now he has a second question. Now, the first point was to say it's not a contradiction. But the second question is, it's true it's not a contradiction, but how do you know that that's the right way to learn? Maybe, how do you know that that's the right way to learn? Something unsatisfying to me. Now, let's see his answer. V'nir li, d'haynu taima, d'mamotzinu b'nevela. How do you know that that's the right way to learn? Because what do we find by nevela? Shelo astrosa Torah ella kishehi ru'uya lager mipinei sha'ochlo nehenem in ha'isra. Afal pishi nifkama kitzas. So what do we see by nevela? It's asur midoraisa, even though it's not so great. As long as, why? Now he's giving reasoning. Why? Because you're still nana. You have a full piece of meat. It's no longer grade A. But okay, it's still good. Still sit down to enjoy your steak. Right? He asked the guy, could it be better? He said, yeah, it could be better. But are you enjoying it? Yeah, enjoying it. Right? All right. So what do you see? So what are you learning? That as long as he's a nene from the Isser, it's Usser. Of al kol she'ena rui lager, but once it's no longer edible, kevan she'eno nene min Isser, he tirasa Torah. But as long as it's no longer roi for achila, so now it's mutter. Why? Why is it mutter achila now that it's not roi l'achila? So apparently, because you're not being a nana. You're not deriving any pleasure, any enjoyment out of that. Afal pi shechala leil iser mitchiloso. Even though it was a real nevela to begin with. Okay. Af b'iser shenosan tam b'heter. Kevin she'er heter nifkam kitzas min ha'iser. Nimso shezeh sheochlo eino nehne min iser. So too over here. By the iser that falls into the heter and is a no same tam, once it's nifgam kitzas, once the heter is nifgam from the iser, so it turns out he's not really enjoying the, he's not a nehne from the iser. Elamit stair olav. He's upset about the Isser. If that Isser wasn't in this, I would be enjoying this more. Hilkach Shari, Afal Pi Shechal Isser Mitechila Ba'oso Dover Shinis Arif Beheter. Even though the thing that fell in really had a shame Isser, had a full shame Isser, it existed outside of the Tarovus as a full shame Isser. Ulefize, all right. Yeah, what's going on over here? What do you say about this? The beginning, the beginning, right? I mean, it's an interesting run. Seems like in the beginning, he says, I can give you a halachic chilek. One is Isser Atzma, one is Tam. Who's to say that the rules by Isser are the same as the rules by Tam? So you're asking me a contradiction. How can I say, by the nevela it's asur, up to the point of eino roi l'achila, and by the tam, and by these cases, it's mutter when it's pogim kitzas. So I can answer that question. There's a difference between the Isser Atmo and the Isser Zanosin Tam. And I can say halachically, the Isser Atmo is going to remain as long as it has, as long as it is defined as an ochel, right? In other words, as an ochel, the nevela will be asur biachila as an ochel as long as it has a shem ochel. So when it's nifsal meachila sodom, so it loses its definition of an ochel. And by the tam, when it's no longer when it's not a no same tam, then it's also then it's mutter too. But what bothers him is what's the sense of that chiluk, right? I mean, it's like you're saying, what's the sense of that chiluk? Where do you see? What's the consistency of that chiluk? It's true, you can make the chiluk and say it's not, and not, they're not contradicting each other, but how do they both emerge from the same concept? How do these two chilukim naturally emerge from the same idea? Of course, there's only one drasha. What did they see in Nevela to say that Nevela is really a representation of one, is one representation of two phenomena? It's the representation of the idea in Achila Atzmo, but there's an equally valid representation of the idea by Tam. So he says, what is that underlying concept that they saw expressed in Nevela, but is naturally expressed differently in Tam? So he relates it back to being a nene from the Maisa. A nene from the Isser, in terms of the Maisa that you're doing. So by Nevela, you're doing Achilas Nevelas Atzma. So as long as you're a nene from... See, that's what he's focusing on, the fact that it doesn't matter that it has a shame Nevela. That's not the issue. It's not an issue of removing the shame Nevela. It's an issue of being a nene from the Nevela. In the framework of its of the maisa that you're, of the maisa achila that you're engaged in, and that's really the deeper principle that they derived. And as long as you are nene from the achila that you're engaged in, the iser achila remains, and when you're no longer a nene from that achila, from the achilas the iser, then the iser achila is removed. So by nevela atzma, as long as it's roi for achila, so by definition I'm being a nene from the achila. But by taroves, as long as it's pogum kitzas, it's a negative in terms of my tavshil. I've not been, there's no shev, I'm not improved. The tavshil has not benefited in any way by this iser. And on the contrary, I'm mitzayer from the iser. So they could both be universalized down to one rule. It's usher as long as it's an achilas hanah of the iser. When it's iser atzmo, it's an achilas hanah as long as the maisa is a maisa achila. But when it's an additive, it's only an achilas hanoah vis-a-vis the iser when the iser is a mehana the tavshil, when it benefits the tavshil. But now he opens up a problem. We'll have to think about this deeper. But he opens up a problem. He says, according to what he's saying, then it comes out a very interesting possibility. He's almost going to say it. He's very close to saying this. He's very close to saying this. That what? She'im higdil iser midaso shel heter ad shu mashpiach yoser kishe ochlo bigodo midaso mimashu pogim behefse taimo oser ad she yifsel melecho l'adam kinevela. So what's he saying? Do you guys figure get to this part?
If it increases to a point where it's mashpiach?
How? Mashpiach how?
By overriding the amount of heter. Physical,
in other words, whenever you add food, he says you're adding time, but you're also adding bulk, right? So if you're just adding the time, just the time is in there. So then, as long as the time is lufgam, it's a total. The sum total is negative, right? A negative number. But if the substance is in there too, so now instead of 5 ounces of really good tasting food, I've got 7 ounces of lesser tasting food. I have to make a cheshbon. Do the 2 extra ounces make me happier than what I lost with the tom? Now, then is it give and a take? I lost something because the tom is not as good as it was when it was only my 5 ounce greasing, right? Whatever. I lost the pristine taste. So that's in my debit column. I'm going to write that. I'm going to give a check. But am I happy I have increased the bulk of the food by, 40%? Yeah, I'm happy, because I won't have to eat as much next time. I'll be less hungry. So is that a benefit? Of course it's a benefit. So you've got to weigh it out. You've got to weigh it out. There's got to be a point where the tom is not that bad, and the bulk is very beneficial. And if you cross the line where the increased hanoah from the bulk outweighs the decreased hanoah from the tam, you're back to just being a nana from the achila. In other words, once he really unifies everything into hanoah, he says, now you've got to really look at it carefully. You've got to really sum up the total hanoah from the iser. When it's only tam, so then of course any little bad taste is lifgam, because you're not getting anything else. All you're getting is a loss of what you had. But when you're gaining because of the substance itself, now there's something to consider. You have to be shokel the hefsid connected the scar. You know what I mean? There's a you're losing and you're gaining. You got to weigh it out. So in his way of looking at it, that would make sense. Oval harash bazal hitir b'sefer Torah sabayis aruch kol shehetem merubim min iser. But the Rashba did not go for this. The Rashba said the opposite. He said it's very simple. If the heter is rov, it's mutter. Why? Because you have time lufgam. As long as it's nosing time lufgam, even though I've nearly doubled the quantity of my food, right? It's mutter. Why? Di mishum mamasho. What are you worried about? The mamish? The rice is baruba bottle. 30 bottle barov. Vi mishum taima. So, ain kan nosing time? Kevin Shuhulfgam? Elu Dvarvzal. Sound convincing. Vein Daiti Nochabetaze. So, eventually, Machalogus Rishonim over here. According to the Ran, you have to figure out the Schar versus the Hefsid. There's a certain Hefsid of adding the Issa that's Pogum, but there's a certain Schar of adding the Hefsid that's Pogum, the Issa that's Pogum. And when the Schar is more than the Hefsid, then you're under the basic underlying iser of both, which is to not have an achilas hanoshel iser. But according to the Rashba, you look at it in 2 separate ways. You want to worry about the mamish, that we have bittul beruv. You want to worry about the tam, that we have lufgam. They don't join up into one calculation. Somehow the Ran holds you can add them, and the Rashba says you don't. Obviously, it has something to do with the way they're understanding the underlying heter of nosen tam of gam. But the Ran, that we'll have to come back to. You look at the Ramban. I think the Ramban is a little more like the Rashba. Yeah, Meir? All right, so it's not just another, he has to eat less. That's not, it's anah of being more full. Right? Would you rather go to a restaurant that serves the highest caliber food on a giant plate, but it only occupies a square, you know, like a 2-inch radius on the plate? Or do you want to go to the all-you-can-eat buffet for half the price? I think most of the guys here would choose the all-you-can-eat buffet. Even the second day, the day after, all-you-can-eat buffet, when it's a little bit pogum. I mean, I don't think the Ran and the Rashba are arguing on Metzius about whether there is a benefit to having more food. It's Vada is a benefit to having more food, no question about it. But whether that benefit works into the underlying question of Lifgam is the machlokas, or are they two separate areas? Now, I was just going back to the original Chiluk in the Ran. His question is what? How do you get this idea of pogum katsas? So let's assume. So apparently there's a way of looking. There's a natural way of looking at it, not that it would have to be possible. It would have to be nisal mechila sodom. Apparently there's a raiva that learns that way. So what would that mean? It means like this. Then what do you see from nevela? That nevela has the shame nevela as long as it's royal achila. Right? Nevela has the shame nevela as long as it's royal achila. So, and there's only one idea of being ochel, that which has the shame nevela. So if the tam of the nevela goes into your food, right? If the tam of the nevela goes into your food, as long as the food is still edible, the shame nevela still extant. Right? How do you say that it's mutter, even though there's shame nevela in the taroves, and the tam of the nevela is still royal achila? How did you get rid of the shame nevela? Right? And that's his original question. His original question is, all you see from the pasuk is that there's a shame nevela, how do you define nevela? The nevela is defined as nevela until it loses its shema, until it loses its achila, until it's not roi l'achila. So, very nice, the tam is in the tavshil, and it's not optimal anymore, but it still has a shame nevela, right? Didn't lose its shame nevela. According to the rule of Nevela in the Pasuk. So why is it mutter? Right? It's a powerful, powerful question. It's a powerful question. So that's one way, right? So that's his kasha. Maybe it's only mutter when it loses. No, it's Nevela and Tam are the same, because Tam is just... an attribute of the nevela. And what do we see from the pasuk? We see it loses the shame nevela when it's not royal achila. So the tam should also lose the shame nevela, the shame of the tam nevela, when it's not royal achila. So what's his first answer? So his first answer is what? I know we're repeating ourselves a little bit. I hope maybe to clarify. That what? He's saying... His first answer is, it's true that it may be, his first answer is what? You have to differentiate. We're not trying really to lose the shame, we don't need to lose the shame nevela by tam. By the nevela itself, when you're eating nevela atzma, when is nechel b'fnei atzma, that's why it's asura acha tifkam me'achilas ger. Because that's when you're concerned with the shame. It's the thing itself. But in the tarovis, you don't have to make it not. You don't have to make it not. You don't have to make it lose the shame nevela. It doesn't have to lose the shame nevela in the tarovis. It just has to not be a no saying tam in the tarovis. Right? So his first chilek is, he's saying it's the different cases. I could say when you're eating nevela atzma, you're right. It's not going to lose the shame nevela. until it's nifsal me'achilas adam. But I don't need to lose the shame nevela in the case of tarovas. All I have to do is say it's not a nosin tam. Right? But his question is, where does this sounds like an artificial chiluk, is what bothers him. So it's very nice to say that, but where does this chiluk come from? What sense does this, you can make all kinds of artificial chilukim. Where does this chiluk come from? Where do they see it in the pasuk that this is a natural chiluk that should be made? It sounds like you're saying, just arbitrarily, in this case, we don't care about the shame nevela. So why do we care about the shame nevela when you eat it alone, and you don't care about the shame nevela when it's in the same time? It's very nice, you can make the chiluk and say that you don't need to worry about shame nevela by nosin tam. You just have to prevent it from being called in a nosin tam. Yeah, but there still is tam of nevela in your pot. It still is there. How does that, where does that chiluk come from? Is it just, it had to be something that makes so much sense that they saw it from the pasuk itself. So you can always make a chiluk, but it doesn't make sense to say, you have to show why the chiluk makes sense, right? You can always differentiate cases, but it's a little harder to show why that differentiation should make the difference, right? I could say, if I would tell you the rules don't apply to you because you're not him. Of course you're not him, but why should that make a difference in how the rules apply? No one ever thought Tom was the same as the thing itself. But why should the rules not apply? So he's saying no, because they're really, even the achila of the thing itself is really just a type of achila sana. Really, there's no difference. It's not an exception. There really is only one underlying idea of achila shel hana. But there are two types of achila shel hana. And each one will lose its shame of achila shel hana according to its own type. So when the hana of the achila comes from the atzmo, then the guf dahadavar has to be completely degraded. Now he's revising it now. He's saying it's not because the nevela loses its shame nevela. That's not the reason that it's mutter. Because then it would be funny to say by the nevela atzmo it has to lose the shame nevela. But by the nosin tam it doesn't. It just has to stop being a nosin tam. That seems like a funny chiluk, like just an exception. He's saying, no, it's not that by the nevela it loses. That's not the reason that it's mutter, because it's poka shame nevela. On the kind, that's not the reason at all. The reason why it's mutter is because it loses its achilas hana. That's really the idea. Once that's the idea, then we can say, oh, and tam has a different form of hana. The hana of tam is as a nosin tam. That's why it naturally follows that when it ceases to be a nosein tam, it's mutter. Right? But then it brings in the problem that the additive could lose the quality of being a nosein tam, but it could give the quality of hanos achila. In the very same tavshil, you can relate to it in different ways. It could be, now that you're unifying everything, it could be that something will simultaneously lose its shame of a nosein tam because the tam is detracting, but will gain a benefit of being of achila atzma. Right? Yeah.
And his question is just saying that tam is just a way to have the shame of veil at his hand. Maybe you still need you need to remove the shame of veil, that can only be done if it's not edible anymore. He's saying, no, it's just another type of achilas hana, the Torah made usher, that's going to have different rules.
That's right. First way was to keep the veil the same and make a chiluk. Saying, yeah, but as a nosin tam, it's not a nosin tam. But why should that chiluk, where does that chiluk come from? Where do you get the right to say that by nevela itself it has to lose the shame nevela, but by a nosin tam it just has to cease being a nosin tam? Where do you get that from? Why don't you say no? As long as it's still a nevela, very nice, it's not a nosin tam, quote unquote, but there still is tam nevela floating around in here. So he has to say you can only derive it from Nevela if you interpret the very primary case of Nevela as itself an inyan of achilas anah. Then you can say that they're both the same. I can say, look, there's two things. I can say, how come this halacha is like this and this halacha is like that? So I can say, well, there's a chiluk, very nice. But how do I get the exception from the rule? That's only when I can say that the rule itself is really just an expression of a deeper rule. Now, as I could say, for instance, I could say, that there's a speed limit in the highway. And you say, how come that guy's allowed to go faster than the speed limit? He's a police officer. Okay, so now there's no stira. The rules are written that the civilians can have to keep it and the policemen don't have to keep it. But if I can show, but that doesn't mean it makes sense. That alone doesn't mean it makes sense. It just means it's not a stira because they're different. You're a regular guy, he's a policeman. Who's to say that the laws apply the same way? But then if I can say the whole thing is for public safety and it's safer to have you keep the speed limit and have him be able to exceed it, then it all makes sense consistently. You know what I mean? There's a technical chiluk I can make, but then I have to show that he and I are both abiding by the same underlying principle. And the safety is served in two ways, for me to go slow and for him to go fast. So one way is that it's not a problem of equal protection under the law. It's not a problem that all the laws have to be a mishpat echad, because he's a different gavra. He's carved out of this system. But is it just like a perk because we like these guys, so we let them go fast? Or does it really have an underlying idea with the very system itself? So they're saying similar over here. I can show you technically it's not a stira because I can say there's a different rule by Tom. But why should that be? And where do you see that as one consistent picture? What's the one consistent picture that will give you those two things? The bittel. It's an interesting thing. I mean, but the problem with the Ran is what prevents the bittel? Right? I have to think about that. And take a look at the Ramban and you tell me if you think he's learning like the Rashba or like the Ramban, or like the Ran. He doesn't go into this chilaka. He doesn't go into this question of the Ran. But from the way the Ramban is learning, which side do you think he would come out? And I guess we should take a look at the Torah's advice, what he has to say. Kedusha Ramban? Kedushi? Yeah, Kedusha Ramban.